I don't know if you've ever done this before. I've done more than talk, more often than not. But when somebody tells you something, and they're smarter than you, like your parents, your mom, or, you know, they know more, they've been there, they've done that. They tell you something, and they say, hey, listen, here's some advice. You need to do it like this, such, such, such. And I know for me, I kind of like, my dad would tell me certain things, I'd be kind of like, I got it. I don't need your advice. I'm going to do it my way, and I'm going to be all right. I can handle it. And so you go and they kind of look at you and just kind of shake their head. And you go and you go through life, and life beats your butt. And then after you figure it out, you're like, oh, that was right. Man, I should have listened. Well, that's how it was for me when I first got saved. When I first got saved, October 10th, 1980, I was fired up for the Lord, and I found Jesus. And I was Clemson football player. You know, Clemson, Phillips School, and everybody. And I'm a football player, and I'm tough, and I'm mean, and I'm like, and I can roll. And you know, I'm on my height, and I was like this. I'm gonna follow Jesus no matter what. And in his word, Matthew 16:24, it says this: if anybody's gonna follow Jesus, you gotta take up your cross and follow. Well, in my mind, I was like, okay, whatever, Jesus. I got it. I'm strong, I can follow you. All I gotta do is follow you. Wherever you take me, I go. And so, you know, and when you remember, some of you remember, such a guy, when you're young, you just can't die. Nothing can hurt you. I mean, you can go off through life. And so I'm like, Jesus was like, man, you need to take the cross and follow me. No, Jesus, go wherever you want to go. I'm from Clemson. and I got it. And so Jesus said, all right, now Jesus, be cool. Jesus said, all right, come on. Start walking with me. So I started walking. And I started going through some stuff. One of the first things, there's a number of things I don't have time for, but one of the first things I started going through. Here's what I didn't know when you start following Jesus. Jesus will show you all the sin that's in your life. I thought when I first met him, he fixed me just like that. He didn't. It's a process. It's a work in progress. I mean, for example, before I was saved, boy, I could cuss. I could cuss the white off you. I could cuss the black. I could cuss. I could cuss, and I didn't know I could. Somebody would say, man, why you cussing? I ain't cuss. I mean, that's how and then when I got saved, it stopped just like that. And so I thought that's how God dealt with everything. I was straight. I didn't know. As I started to walk, okay, man, yeah, you got that together. Now you got to get this together. You got an attitude. You got to get that together. You got some anger issues. You got to get that together. And I mean, he just kept. And I'm like, you keep showing me stuff. I thought I was fixed. No. You got a whole life. Matter of fact, until you leave this earth, I'm going to be showing you. Every time you get something fixed, I'm going to show you something else that needs to get worked. You got a whole life of me showing you your mess. And I'm going to show you everything. I ain't going to let nothing go. I'm going to show you all of it. And man, I'd be going out there, and I keep working on that, and I'm like, You need this cross, man, for repentance. Because every time I show you your sin, what are you supposed to do? Because there was a time I could tell I didn't have the cross, because I would get, after a while, you get, God showed yourself, and then you said, well, it ain't my fault. If they wouldn't have made me mad, I wouldn't have been there. And you try to blame on other people instead of saying, Lord, forgive me. I repent. I got an issue.
And if we're going to have to keep walking this route and you're going to keep showing me my stuff,
I'm going to need to carry this cross. And I can tell when I put it down because I started, you know, making excuses and it's somebody else's fault, and whatever. And God had to say, man, you can carry this cross. If you're going to follow me, because I'm going to take you to every area in your life that got issues, I'm going to keep facing. That little strong man just got a little weaker.
Another area. A couple more things, real quick.
Nah, we're good. Suffering. Jesus is going, if you follow Jesus, he's going to take you through some suffering that you ain't never seen. Gonna blow your mind. I gotta do this and try to cry, but that's this. The people, when you play football, you can see your enemy. I mean, if you play Carolina or North Carolina or Duke or, you know, Georgia, when we used to play, I mean, they got a uniform on, we got our uniform on. They're on that side, we're on this side. They're yelling at us, they're mad at us, we're mad at them. You can see the enemy. You're mad. I know who I'm fighting. I'm fighting them. They don't like me and I don't like them, and you can see. When you get in this and you start walking with Jesus, do you know who hurt you the most? Your own. It ain't the sinners that give me a hard time. It's the sinners. You know who have hurt me the most? Preachers, pastors, Christians, ministers stab me in my gutter.
I remember in Florence.
And not only my own, but my own color. It would be one thing
if you, white guy, come on here, this white guy from the
street, bro. And
come on here. All right, I'm ready for you. I can have it.
But my own. I'm out in the streets. I'm 10 years. I was in the streets trying to help kids get out of drugs, trying to help kids give them a new life, trying to get them out of prison, going to a business. I'm doing all I can do, spending all my time and energy. And the black ministers in the community ate me up, couldn't stand. Called me every day in the group, sent people to say something. And I'm like, I mean, I remember one time I just broke down and cried like a baby. I mean, and cold blood just tell me in your face. I wasn't holding nothing back. Just tell me. And I'm like, I'm trying to do good. I'm trying to do right. Jesus said, yeah, man, I know I've been this way. My own did me the same way. I had disciples and all of them ran. I had one come up and kiss me and stab me in the back at the same time. I got you. I can feel you. I know what you're talking about. Been there, done that. That's why you need to carry this cross. Because when people who supposed to be Christian hurt you, I don't know about you, I get angry. And one of my, God's still working on this. I've been sick almost 40 years. I still got anger issues. Still got, I'm just being honest. I wish I could sit in front of you and say, man, you're perfect and I have no anger issues. No, you get me pissed off. My wife, my daughter, I told you this before, my wife and daughter, they won't tell me certain things. I said, we ain't telling daddy, daddy, go off. They already know. My daughter one time, she didn't tell me this man was gonna hit her and try to do something at work. and dad and her, and she told her mom, and they kept it from me for about a month until things, he got fired and all that stuff. They kept it from me for about a month. I'm like, why you didn't tell him? Because he already knew. You were going to jump out your car. You were going to go down there. You were going to beat somebody to death. And then we were going to have to go to prison to see you. They already know. You ever get so, when people, that's it. Christian, I don't know, but when you're on, do you? You get so angry. I mean, I get so angry. If I come with my mom, I don't know how you are. When I get angry, it's hard to scrap. If you come with my mom, you can see it in my eyes. I'm looking at you like I cover my eyes and spit. You know, and the Lord says, man, I'm going to take you places and you're going to have to suffer. Where your own going to hurt you. The people going to hurt you most will be the people closest to you. Your children, your family. I got some family members. I mean, go into that, but hurt you. And you're going to need this. You're going to need to carry this cross. Father, forgive them, for they know now what they do, so that you can forgive. And I can tell, baby, when you're not carrying the cross, that you won't forgive. I'm going to go, I'm sorry, I've got to admit it. I have been, I'm a John Wick fan. Man, I'll John Wick you with a heartbeat. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, yeah. I'm one. And God was like, man, go get your cross. And I'm like, okay, God. I mean, you told me. I thought I could just. My sin, and he carries. My suffering, and he carries. My sacrifice. Sacrifice. Last thing, I'm through. It would be, I don't know, Jesus, when you sacrifice everything. You give it all. You give it all up. I'm thinking about Jesus now. He sacrificed his whole life. And here, in my mind, this is me. If I sacrifice my life for a million people, then I want those million to accept it. I want all of them. If I sacrifice for all of you, then I want all of you to accept what I sacrifice for. Fair. I give my life. I die so that you can have something. I want all of you to have. I don't want some of you to have. I want you all to have. The sacrifice, this is you, Jesus. The sacrifice. He gives his life. He gives everything up. He's a Jew. How many Jews follow Jesus? His own people. Did you know most of you don't even know? Now they know Jesus. They don't follow him. He gave his life for all of them. You only got a handful of fault. You sacrifice everything and only a few. And you'll find out. I mean, that's what it's going to be. You'll give your life. I gave up my whole life. I said to the Lord, I'll follow you. I'm not going to go after this. I'm not going to go after that. There's things I could have did. Places I could have went. And I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to give my life to you. I'm going to give all my time. I'm going to give all my money. I'm going to give all my energy. I'm going to invest in you and help you in your ministry.
I can't tell you how many kids over the 20 something years that I reached out to. Hundreds of kids, thousands of kids, went after kids, spending time, raising money, doing stuff, going. And you'll see 10, 20, 15, and then. I want them all to make it. But everybody don't make it. I'm putting all this energy, all this time, I'm sacrificing everything, and I only get a little bit of return. I don't know about you, if you put a whole lot into somebody, don't you expect a whole lot back?
I don't know, man, you different than me.
I'm gonna give my whole life, say for example, I'm gonna give my whole life for all of you and only two make it. Only two accept it. I gave up everything. And only a handful made it. And what can happen is you can get caught in that. You can be like, this ain't fair, God. I'm giving all and they ain't giving nothing. Or I'm only getting a little return. This ain't fair. This just ain't fair. I keep giving and they don't give nothing back. You ever get around people like that? You give and you give, especially your parents, you got children. You give and you give, and it ain't like it's like you ain't getting no return. And you keep giving, and you're not getting rid. You keep helping, you keep loving, and you keep getting hate, and you keep getting hurt, and you keep, and but you keep giving, and you're only getting a small return. It's a sacrifice. And I'm like, and Jesus, like, I hear you. But this is what you gotta understand, man. It's crushing. This is why you gotta carry the cross. You see, if Jesus didn't get on that cross, we wouldn't have a cross. Ain't nobody going to heaven. If he doesn't do his thing, nobody makes it. Nobody makes it. Van, talking to me. He's talking to you. If you don't do your thing, if you don't carry your cross, see, I've already set it up. I've already said that you're going to touch some people. You're not going to touch everybody. I'm going to make you sacrifice. You're not going to touch everybody, but you're going to touch some people. And some people ain't going to make it if it wasn't for you. Just last night.
I'm getting over camping. I had these kids when they were young, and they grow up, and they, I can't remember the names. I don't, you know, kid. He's working at a restaurant. He's a chef. He comes out to me and says, "Bam, hey." I don't know who he is. I was like, "Ah." He says, and he called him Mr. Van, so I know he had it. He said, "Camp, Mr. Van, thank you. I got my family. I'm working, following God. Thank you." I've been doing that for years. I might get that once every 4 or 5 years. This kid just, what God's trying to let me know, man, this is a sacrifice. But if you don't do something, you don't sacrifice, and I know you got to sacrifice a whole lot, that person ain't going to make it. Yes, it don't look right. It don't look, but it's all right. Just put it on the cross. All right, God, I'll sacrifice everything. Everybody ain't gonna come, but somebody's coming. Some of you are sacrificing. You have been sacrificing to live right, to walk right, to do right. Because you're doing that, somebody will see. Not everybody. But somebody put it on the cross. God will make this thing work out right. Just have to make a little bit simple. Father, I love you. I thank you. I pray for you. Thank you for being an awesome God. Show us how to carry the cross, Father. For our sins, for our suffering, for our sacrifice.
Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, you guys be blessed. Have a good 4th of July.